Rafe and I back here for the All About Simeon podcast at Nokia's Go Play event, and we're about to head into the Go Play area. And Rafe, it looks like we're about to walk into the set of Stargate, doesn't it?
It does, because we're going down these metal staircases with flashing fluorescent tubes, which I'll take a picture of, which make sure we link in the show notes or something like
right,
that.
Right, so something is right. We're walking, we're recording, we're talking, we're interviewing, and we're taking pictures. Aren't we so Web 2.0?
We're living the multimedia computer lifestyle.
Open the door. This is Nokia. Welcome to the evolution. Oh, it's like a catacombs. Very nice. Right, here we are. And so here we have. We've got a Nokia Music podcasting and device showcase, the N-Series demo area, Express Music, chill out lounge, and drinks. This is a bit more subtle, isn't it, Rafe?
This is a bit more subtle. We're in the sort of depth of the building here with rather nice architecture, actually.
It is. It's rather like the fifth level of Ashen, if you remember playing that back in the original N-Gage.
You're a complete N-Gage geek, you, and proud.
Yeah, and proud, and proud. So what have we got here? It's a demo of the music store. Now, this is a very, very interesting, because to my initial eye, it looks very much like Windows Media Player 10.
It does look a lot like Windows Media Player 10. But this is going to enable you to be able to buy music on your PC. It's a companion application to Music Store, which will be available on the N81 and N85 8GB. And as I recall, it was actually a website on the N95 8GB in the screenshots, which is an interesting approach to it rather than a client application. One that, if they get right, should work quite well. Now, I imagine there'll also be a companion application to help you get music onto the phone. And this is the sort of stuff they're demoing here. We'll try and bring in some photos of it in the show notes.
Now, obviously, it goes without saying, I can't see a Mac client, so it looks like PC only at the moment. But two interesting things I do want to point out. The first one is, there is actually an option for sideloading, so you're not limited to the music store. That might seem obvious to the power users, but it is worth emphasising. The second one is, during the presentation, although Nokia wouldn't confirm the price of individual tracks, some of the on-screen displays were registering at 80 pence per track.
Yes, which is only 1p more expensive than iTunes, I believe. So that kind of price level is pretty competitive, especially when you consider it's both on your mobile device and PC. Compare that to the typical levels from UK operators, about £1.50, I believe.
And Scott from the N-Gage Arena crew is also pointing out the screen behind us has lots of 80p value tracks as well. So that looks to be a standard price then.
It does look like a standard price to me. And interestingly, there's a very eclectic range of music. Nokia say they're going to have as many music tracks as any of their competitors when they launch.
I suppose the interesting question is whether they're looking to replicate the iTunes model and keep it as a not-for-profit service, or whether they're actually hoping to derive bottom-line value.
I would have thought it would be a combination of both, and it's always difficult to judge with that kind of thing. But yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see when we start seeing the financial results from that kind of thing.
Right, so what else do we have here? Well, there's lots of screens around. There's lots of, so this is quite obviously the music section, and a range of devices. We touched on them briefly upstairs, but there's a great big emphasis also on peripherals, as you mentioned, upstairs. Lots of headphones, lots of Bluetooth adapters, car adapters, and such like.
There's things like the Bluetooth headsets, the stereo ones. They come in a range of sizes and shapes. Things like the power pack, which enables you to charge the phone on the move. And I've got to say, although there is an increased battery life in some of the newer devices, also got to think about the fact that we're doing even more with the devices now, so I think something like the power pack is going to be even more necessary than it has been up until now.
So let's bring in Scott Empson here from the N-Gage Arena crew, which is of course emo 185, if you're of that ilk. What do you think of it so far, Scott?
Can I just say before you start here, and this man has over 10,000 posts, so he really knows N-Gage.
Lovely. So we're going to head into the gaming section now. Why don't you talk us a little bit from your first impressions from the presentation, Scott?
It's a really cool presentation. Well, it's basically like any E3 or Gaming Expo event. You've got each individual stalls, each with your different single games, like the one next to us is Series Pro Golf, basic golfing game. We've got a big, massive expo there for FIFA 07 and the new one, FIFA 08. Your main podium in the centre is where you can mess around on the N-Gage Arena in the forums to see what's new and improved. All the way around this is individual podiums for each games. You can have a game on Ashball 3, 1... Basically, all the games that are announced, as well as improved ones such as Mile High Pinball, System Rush Evolution, and Space Impact. There's even the actual playable game of the fishing one that not many people seem to be playing in the minute.
Right, so I suppose the big question for someone who's lived with the original Engage device and the Engage QD and obviously appreciates it quite heavily, what do you think of this new strategy of making Engage as a platform?
I'm really liking this new idea of making it as a platform. It's dragging a lot of unwanted, well, not exactly unwanted attention, but it's dragging a lot of attention from people that wouldn't usually, you know, that didn't like the device. Like, most people that come here wouldn't probably look at the games if it was just some device like the actual original Engage. Now a lot of people are coming in, having a look, playing about, enjoying what they're seeing, and making a big time of it.
Do you think that not having dedicated hardware like a DS or a PSP or almost like the shape of the QD will be a benefit or a hindrance to this new Engage platform?
I don't think it's going to do either. Some actual games, like the football one, might prevent something from evolving, but most of the actual games work quite well with all the devices. And they've got the N73s, the N93s, the N81s, and a lot of other stuff with it.
I'm just drifting over in my eyes, as always. I've drifted over to Snakes Subsonic. It's a new version of Snakes, and I think this is probably the most exciting thing I've discovered all day. James McDermott over from Nokia Canada, I'm guessing is one of the people behind Subsonic Speed stylized puzzle solving Snakes. Tell us a bit about this.
So I'm one of the marketing managers working on Snakes Subsonic. This game is an evolution of the previous Snakes product that we had on the N-Series, one of the early N-Series devices. Obviously it's a legacy franchise all about iconic puzzle solving, one of the biggest mobile games franchises of all time as well. We're actually, with this one, we're focusing on this element of stylized puzzle solving mixed with music-driven gameplay. Effectively, what you're going to get is you're going to get 3D worlds, you're going to get multi-level surfaces, and you're going to get this whole kind of very stylized puzzle-solving feel, but then we're mixing that with this idea of music-driven gameplay, which basically reflects how you're playing the game. If you're solving the puzzles, if you're linking everything together, then it heightens and it picks up, and it will go into a very kind of stylized house music beat. Equally so, if you're playing badly, it will start to slow down, the beats will slow down, and it will reflect the mood of the game again. So that's the essence of this product.
Now, I don't know if you can talk about this one, but Snakes was a free download for the Engage, and obviously it bundled with huge numbers of handsets. Is that also going to be the case for Snakes Subsonic?
No, Snakes Subsonic, unfortunately, will not be free, but it will be available through the new Engage service at a reasonable price. You'll be able to either download it for life and own it, or you can download it for a month or even a day. It will have 40 levels to start with, and you'll get 20 levels for free after you complete the game as well. So it's a pretty good value package, but yeah, it's no longer a free product anymore.
So now, I go through a lot of phones, okay?
Yes.
Now, does it download and is fixed to one phone, or is it fixed to me in my account?
It's fixed to you and your account. So
I can get a 95 and then upgrade to an 81 and then, you know, in the future get an N117.
From my understanding, yes, you should be able to do that. You should be able to move it from device to device.
Fantastic. One other final thing is that video has it going in three dimensions and horizontally and vertically as well as horizontally. Is that just a stylish video, or is that actually happen in the gameplay?
It's partly a stylish video, but it will also happen in the game as well. You will be able to go around basically full three-dimensional objects. You'll even be able to go through them. You'll get slopes, loops. So yeah, it's a fully 3D environment and world that you can navigate.
I think I'm going to leave that there. Ewan Spence, ably joined by Scott Empson and Rafe Blanford here in the Engage Gaming Arena here at the GoPlay event for Nokia. And we return you back to the web now. You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.